At tomorrow's DNR board meeting, a plan to break a year-long logjam on mercury controls will be on the table. The proposal would have the largest coal-burning power plants in the state, cut mercury emissions by 40% within 6 years, and 75% by 2015. That's a slightly smaller target than a plan the board passed a year ago. Milwaukee-based We Energies is also happy to see new language allowing them to opt out of the state plan if national mercury controls go in place. Company official Chris McKinney says that's a key change.
We are supportive of a DNR rule which contains the federal off-ramp so that in the event that there are federal regulations which are being promulgated in the same time period, that when they become effective, that we don't have to meet two different sets of regulations.
McKinney also hopes the federal plan attacks several different pollutants at once. He says his company is testing ways to reduce mercury emissions. Environmentalist Mark Lewes of Clean Wisconsin says he thinks utilities could be pushed even harder for reductions, but he's ready to accept the latest package.
The state of Wisconsin can require mercury reductions that are deeper and faster than what is in the current rule package. However, Clean Wisconsin does recognize the mercury rule that will go before the Natural Resources Board this Wednesday as a step in the right direction.
Lou says it's important for a national mercury plan to be tough, and he argues citizen pressure can help make that happen. Mercury is thought to affect most Wisconsin lakes and is one of the components of fish consumption advisories. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.